close with this company, and not if another solution was chosen. We know that this solution was on the table. What we want to know, whether it was you, was Engineer Reiset, Engineer Reiset did not allow, or it was Engineer Urmiere that did not want this solution. That's important to clarify. Could you clarify this, please? Yes, thank you, Honourable Member of Parliament. All people we hear in our meetings are always informed about the legal framework of these committees, and which is quite clear. So I ask, Madam, about this question, could you, in a more clear way, give an answer? So the Member of Parliament said, given this legal regime for incompatibilities, that contract could never having been made. Now the question is, was the decision to turn down that contract have anything to do with Alexandre Reich? Could you clarify this so that we can go on with the next question?
Em primeiro lugar, não há contrato, foi uma apresentação. Não há contrato, não há relação contratual, não há valores. Parece-me que isto, incluí-lo como uma grande questão hoje, não faz grande sentido, não é importante, não é relevante, nem sequer foi discutido com Alexandra Reis. Alexandra Reis e o seu desalinhamento com o plano nada teve a ver com esta apresentação, que era do foro tecnológico, mais nada. E parece-me que estamos a dar demasiada ênfase a isso, porque não há relação contratual sequer que tenha derivado dele.
So, the answer is that Mrs. Reis had no intervention whatsoever. This was just a presentation without values. Anyway, I would ask the Honourable Member of Parliament to make these your documents available to the committee. Now I give the floor to the Bernardo Blanco, Honourable Bernardo Blanco, Iniciativa Liberal. You have 8 minutes for questions and answers. Madam, we are now going with the next round of questions. Thank you. Great Madam CEO and her lawyers, on the 18th of January you came to the parliamentary hearing here to give us explanations about the Alexandre Reis case. First question, Madam, do you remember that hearing on the 18th of January? In the papers that this documentation that this committee had access to on the 17th of January, at 12, so on the eve, there is a calendar note saying preparatory meeting with GPPS on hearing to the PCE of TAP. I think PCE is president of the executive committee, CEO. So is this what I think? Did you have a meeting with the Socialist Party on the eve of that hearing? So please remain silent.
Então, sim, é aqui na minha agenda consegui encontrar uma reunião no dia 17, sim.
Thank you. So the question is, this was 2 months ago. So the day before you came here, was there any arrangement about questions and answers? Because you were to come here to provide clarifications on this case, Alexandre Reis. Did you arrange of anything?
Não me recordo de ter questões combinadas. A ideia, na altura, era colocar algumas perguntas sobre o processo e eu respondi a essas perguntas.
Don't you think it is not very ethical, this promiscuity between who was going to be the person that was going to be examined and the one that was to examine the next day?
Bom, esta reunião é difícil de ajuizá-la porque na minha cabeça era um processo, algo que eu tinha de fazer, e portanto eu não fiz juízos de valor quanto a esta reunião antes do dia 18.
I understand your answer, but if you were to come to the parliament to give explanations, talking to the parliamentary group of the largest party in government before anyone could guess what the intention was. There are also several... In that meeting, there were other people from the government. So in addition to the members of parliament, I ask you, what members of government were present at that meeting?
Na minha agenda não há mais membros do governo. Há pessoas que organizaram a reunião, mas não há a secretária de Estado, não há ministro, não há membros do governo, digamos, que tenham estado presentes nessa reunião.
So you're telling me there were no senior members of government, maybe junior people like aides, heads of office, is that it?
Sim.
Well, we have here several people, the head of office of Minister João Galamba, Minister of Infrastructures, a councillor, a city councillor, who's also an expert with the Secretary of State, the Deputy Parliamentary Matters Minister, and other aides to the ministers, other experts. So this was probably the most participated meeting we had with the Socialist Party and members of the government. It's weird we don't remember. But who decided that this meeting was to take place? Was it the Socialist Party or was TAP that asked for this meeting to take place?
Se a memória não me falha, houve uma recomendação do Ministro da Infraestruturas.
So, if I did understand, the initiative was taken by the Minister of the Infrastructures. You mean the previous one, Pedro Nuno Santos, or the current Minister?
Não, com essa data. Era Pedro Nuno Santos, do seu gabinete. Não era ministro na altura, mas foi alguém do seu gabinete.
May I? Yes, please proceed. On the 17th of January, if I'm not mistaken, the minister was João Galamba. So the idea may have come from the this office, but it was no longer Pedro Nuno Santos. So again, this was something that had been agreed before from the, with the minister of Pedro Nuno Santos, or was already with the minister being Pedro or João Galamba? Because when the hearing was scheduled, Pedro Nuno Santos was no longer a minister. If you want, you can check your calendar again.
Sim, tem razão. Foi por isso que eu disse que foi com o seu gabinete, portanto, não com as pessoas que entretanto mudaram de cargo, mas com o gabinete, então.
In that parliamentary hearing, you did not answer the following question asked dozens of times: if Alessandra Reis had resigned or if she had been dismissed. Now, can you answer this question now, today? And if you didn't answer at the time to this question we asked so many times, was it because someone told you not to answer that question?
Pensei que ter respondido muitas vezes, mas a questão voltava sempre a ser colocada. Talvez a resposta que eu estava a dar não fosse a resposta que as pessoas queriam que eu desse, mas tanto quanto percebi da situação, a Alessandra Reis assinou um acordo, um contrato, e depois renunciou ao cargo. Portanto, foi essa a decisão. Talvez não seja uma conclusão para o processo, mas eu não posso dar resposta a uma pergunta que não seja uma resposta que esteja compatível e coerente com aquilo que foi feito. Pronto, é isto. É essa a resposta que eu dei, porque foi isso que aconteceu. Nós tínhamos um acordo e, com base nesse acordo, ela depois renunciou.
It was in the news that Minister Pedro Nuno Santos received an email from Alexandra Reis where she made herself available to quit. Did you have access about this email, or did you just learn about it later in the news?
Sim, só mais tarde é que soube desse email. Não tinha qualquer ideia desse email durante o processo.
On the 26th of December 2022, Minister Santos and Medina issued a note asking for clarifications from TAP. Well, it was a facade, because we already know that Pedro Nuno Santos knew about everything, and Hugo Mendes, as you said, had been involved in the whole process. About around lunchtime, TAP was informed, the media were informed about this notice, and in the afternoon, TAP was supposed to answer to this notice. And at 6:45, there is also some called this discussion with CEO Simões, Beja, Mendes to decide how to answer to that notice. And over the evening, they elaborate, edit the document with several changes, including suggestions from the Secretary of State. So the question is, the government asks for clarifications, and then the very Secretary of State is answering the clarifications that the minister asked for. Is this correct?
Como viu na apresentação, o Secretário de Estado estava a par do processo e é por isso que estava envolvido, talvez seja essa a razão, porque estes factos ocorreram há quase um ano e nós precisamos de percebê-los todos os factos, para estarmos compatíveis, em conformidade com aquilo que aconteceu na realidade. Portanto, respondendo a uma questão importante, eu não... Não me gerou surpresa que o Secretário de Estado estivesse envolvido no processo.
We totally agree, but then this notice was just a public thing, because Nuno Santos could have just looked to his side and asked Mendes and ask him the questions. I mean, he didn't have to make this notice or anything like that, correct?